What did what that moment mean tonight to do it?
Oh my God, it means everything to be able to go back to the Olympics and defend our gold medal. It's, you know, everything we wanted, and hopefully, yeah, just go out all go to the Olympics firing and ready to bring home another gold medal.
What did you talked yesterday about just kind of the resilience of this group and figuring out about each other. What have you learned about each other since the World Cup to kind of scrape yourselves up off and get it done tonight?
Yeah, I think that we're in like a different phase of re-identifying ourselves as a group, and I think that's something that we're going to keep working towards, is how can we be more connected on the field. And yeah, I think it's a work in progress, and I think we're definitely headed in the right direction.
Did you like your team's response after conceding that early goal?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the Jamaican player had a great free kick. There's not much you can do about that, but our response is great, and to score off a set piece is always a nice thing to do.
What is some of that direction you speak of? Like you said, you know, it's different directions, a different time. What's different? What's changed? What's the path forward?
I mean, I don't think we need to do anything super different. I think we are on the right path of staying connected on the field and playing well together and creating partnerships on the field and having players that can come onto the field and make a difference. And it's just doing the little things a little bit better, and we'll be in a good spot next summer.
How much momentum is
Sorry?
How much momentum is the reigning Olympic champion?
Yeah, I think, I mean, momentum, yeah, it's great to win. We need to keep doing it, and we need to keep moving forward and keep improving. I think that's something we can do every camp that we have moving forward, is just looking to add a little bit more.
You spoke on improvements at the press conference. What other improvements, or are they the same?
Yeah, I think we can improve on just having that attacking mindset of playing the ball forward, moving forward with it. And, yeah, being a bit more clinical around goal, I think that's something that we could work on.
What did this moment mean to be able to qualify at home in front of friends and family?
Well, the atmosphere tonight was absolutely unreal. It's such a privilege to play at home, and I know everyone really enjoyed it, to play in front of the 29,000 that came out. It was great to see, lovely to see the support, and hopefully we get to do it a little bit more often.
After the free kick goal was scored, you guys kind of all came together in a huddle and maybe regrouped. What was said in the huddle that enabled you guys to go on?
I think it was just a moment for us to refocus as a group, take a pause, and to really just have some positive communication amongst us, and to really just, yeah, get it together and make sure that we were the ones that were scoring next.
And Bev has kind of started using a new formation with 3-front-2, and it's really seemed to help you guys out. I'm just curious maybe how that's helped you out personally and as a team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the new formations allowed us to push our wing backs higher up the field and get more numbers in the attack. And yeah, so far it's worked well for us. It's just another tool that we can add to play with.
If you dialed back just 10 years, you were playing with Toronto Lady Lynx in front of 100 people. Did you ever think you'd ever play in front of this many in your hometown of Toronto?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just great to see where the women's game has gone to and where it's going. It's progressed so much in the last, like you said, 10 years. Yeah, the support is incredible. I definitely think that Canada is the soccer nation. And, yeah, it's just amazing to play at home. And hopefully that professional league is coming in 2025 will be great for Canadian soccer.
Do you feel this team has a little bit more identity in itself after this window?
Sorry?
Do you feel this team has a little bit more identity in itself after this window?
I think that is something that we're going to be working towards in the following year. I think we've got new players, younger players coming in. I think we've had some older players retire. And I think that's just, yeah, something that we're going to have to work towards in the next year of re-identifying ourselves to you know, show our best self.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.